Teamwork kicking off with African football. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We begin South Africa, where coach Gordon Eagesand has been cleared of allegations that he incited Bafana Bafana players at strike for more money ahead of CHAN 2014. At a news conference in Johannesburg on Thursday, the South African Football Association said it had found no basis for any of the allegations. The 57-year-old, who has been in charge of South Africa since 2012, had always strongly denied the claims. He's now free to see out his contract, which is due to end in June. It means he will oversee the team on their two-match tour next month, but to also certainly be the last assignment for the coach after failure at the Africa Cup of Nations and this year's CHAN tournament. South Africa are expected to appoint a new coach in June to allow time to prepare for the start of the 2015 Nations Cup qualifiers in September. The Aranze Commission, which carried out the inquiry, was headed by Cape Town lawyer Norman Aranze, a former president of the Cricket Association of South Africa, who is also Provincial Football Association president. Aranze had told reporters on Wednesday that several witnesses called had refused to provide testimony, but that the commission didn't have the power to force them. But Aranze and five other members had evidence from others, including Eagesand.
VOA. I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is www.facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, www.facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
South Africa's Lucas Sithole made headlines when he won the men's wheelchair quad single title at the U.S. Open tennis tournament last year. The triple amputee, who is 26, is now the world number two player in that division. To find out what he's up to lately, we turn to Emily Yob in Johannesburg.
Wheelchair tennis player Lucas Sithole has become a household name in South Africa since his triumph at the U.S. Open in New York. As he trains on the court at the University of Johannesburg with his coach, the world number two quad singles player recalls the long fight that took him toward the top of the sport. Sithole lost both his legs and half of his right arm in a train accident when he was 11.
It was difficult because there were pains and everything. I remember the other morning I tried to wake up and to walk to the bathroom, but then to find out that I couldn't walk. Then from there, I never think of such a thing. Then I just keep pushing today.
Sithole says he made his way out of depression thanks to the constant support of his family. 7 years ago, while in high school, he was introduced to basketball, rugby and tennis. Sithole said he chose tennis partly because there was a challenge.
It's a sport that is not well known in our country, and it's not usually played by a black person. So I wanted to take that challenge to me and see what I can change that mind in people.
The very same year, Sithole met Holger Lodge, who has been his coach ever since. Lodge says the first time he met Sithole, the boy stood out.
The first time we saw him, we were inspired by Lucas's spirit, so his ability to challenge anything that you offer him. So since that day, we really said Lucas has got some great potential.
Sithole moves around the court using his right elbow to control the wheelchair while holding the racket in his left hand. Before the accident, he was a natural right-hander, so he had to adapt when he took up tennis. Lodge says Sitole's disability is actually a slight advantage on the tennis court.
Being a triple amputee, specifically a double amputee, reduces a lot of the weight on the chair. That matched to his physical strength, his power to weight ratio is exceptional. That gives a physical advantage to a lot of players.
Sitole has been playing professionally for 2.5 years thanks to a residency program offered by the Ministry of Sport. Sitole is lucky, but says a lot can be improved to support wheelchair tennis in South Africa. In fact, tennis struggles to shine next to national sport such as rugby and cricket. But Sitole hopes that the spotlight he brings to the sport can help it to win more recognition.
A lot of people, they don't know the sport, and a lot of kids, which they can be the future of the sport, and they don't know it. So I think there's a lot of to be done, like through media, so that people, they can learn about the sport.
Lucas Sitole's long-term goal is to play in the 2016 Paralympics in Brazil. Emily Yab for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Missing breaking news is something that you never have to worry about.
VOAAfrica.com.
It's always there on our website, VOAAfrica.com. First, fast, fair, and in-depth news is what you get.
You want to listen to the latest African music? Just tune in to the African Beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays at exactly 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
African Beat. We love it!
I feel good!
But right now, you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports with Sonny Young. So check it out.
This is Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Douglas Impoga, sitting in for Sunny Young. Now let's join Daybreak Africa's sportsman Mark Ouma in Johannesburg for more sports news.
We begin with football. Kenya's under-20 team bounced back from a 2-0 deficit to draw 3-3 with their visiting Italian peers in a friendly match played in Nairobi, Kenya on Wednesday. Elsewhere, Namibia is pulling out all the stops to ensure they host a successful 2014 Africa Women's Championship in October. The contest is Africa's qualifier for the 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup. The Namibia Football Association Secretary General Barry Rukoro explains what hosting this event means to them.
It will be the first time that Namibia is hosting any event of continental proportion. We feel very humbled as a nation and as a football association and the entire football family in our country. We realize that it is a big responsibility that we have accepted to do that on behalf of the continent. We are really, as a nation and as an association and as a football family, we are going out of our way to put forward our best foot. A lot of groundwork is going on, but we also want to thank the government of the Republic of Namibia for the support that they are giving to this competition. I really want to specifically thank the Minister of Sport, who went to cabinet to defend the budget and to defend the position that the association put forward to him for Namibia to host this competition. We will finally arrive as a big player in the African football landscape by hosting competitions of this nature. We hope that we will do such a good job that both CAF and the government of the Republic will find justification to give Namibia the possibility to host another competition again going forward.
That was Barry Rukoro, the Namibia Football Association Secretary General, speaking in Johannesburg, South Africa. Turning to athletics, the Russian city of Kazan will stage the 2016 IAAF World Junior Athletics Championships, the World Athletics Governing Body IAAF revealed in Dakar, Senegal on Wednesday. This year's contest will be staged in Eugene, Oregon State in the United States of America in July.
Daybreak Africa's sportsman Mark Ouma reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you, Mark. And just before we go, Nigeria will host Ghana, Kenya and South Africa in the third Neso Milo Under 2013 Africa Football Championship, slated to be held from May 29th to June 1st this year at the Campus Square Playground, Lagos. The championship is a biennial competition among Neso Milo countries in Africa for the school children under the ages of 13. It's aimed at bringing out their talents as well as inculcating strong life values that will help them in life. This year's edition is the first time Nigeria is hosting the championship, a Pan-African football competition. And that's it for this edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Douglas Impoga. Now back to you, Kim.
Okay, thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And on Fridays, Douglas will have an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunny Side of Sports at 1730 hours UTC right here on the Voice of America.
Coming up in our feature segment, Nigeria's hope to build a nuclear power plant. And next, Ethiopia's Climate Innovation Center, which opened recently in Addis Ababa. But first, some music. Here is Salif Keita of Mali with Tekiri.
Tengo rote que robe fo.